Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Exodus chapter 16, verses 19 and 20. And Moses said to them, "Let no one leave any of it over till the morning." But they did not listen to Moses. Some left part of it till the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was angry with them. So get the scene here. God has heard his people's cry for food in their travels. They can't find food anywhere. So they cry out to God. God answers with manna, bread from heaven, such that every day when they wake up, God has provided food outside. And he says, "I'm going to provide for you every day. So don't hold food over till the next day." Now, the only exception to that is on the Sabbath when he says, "I'll provide for you for a couple of days. But every other day, you trust in me that at the end of the day, when you don't have any food left, the next morning when you wake up, I'm going to provide for you." And that's what he did. The problem is the people, at least some of them, didn't trust God in that way. They're thinking, we don't know if it's going to be here tomorrow. So let's keep some over for the next day. And so they did. What they found is that food they kept over had some attachments to it the next day, worms, and it stank. And God was teaching his people to trust in him on a daily basis. And this is why Jesus teaches us to pray like this. Think about Matthew 6. What did Jesus teach us? "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." In other words, pray every day like you're trusting in God for your needs today. He even says later in that same chapter in Matthew 6, "Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." I don't know about you, but I'm tempted to worry about tomorrow. I'm tempted for my mind to wander. Well, what am I going to need tomorrow? And start to worry about whether or not it's going to be there. God says, don't live like that. Trust me with today. Trust me physically to provide for you, spiritually, relationally, emotionally, just in every way, to be your provision on a daily basis. And so I want to encourage you to let this transform your prayer life. Like when you rise in the morning, I would encourage you just to pray through your day, just to think through. This is something I do most every morning. I just walk through my schedule during the day, at least as it's planned, and I just pray for his provision, for his guidance, for his leadership in every single detail that I know is coming. And then, of course, just pray, "God, I know there's all kinds of things that I don't know are coming today, so I pray for your provision in those things." And to really focus on, "God, I need your provision all day today." And then to lie down at night and look back and think, "God, thank you for the way you led and guided, provided all day long." And then to go to bed and wake up and the next day do the exact same thing. Just pray through your schedule the next day. What this does, I know in my own life, is it helps keep me focused on my need for God's provision today. And it keeps me from worrying about what's coming tomorrow, the next day and the next day. Not that we don't plan in our lives, not that we don't think about things tomorrow, but that we trust God, that we live. The Christian life is day by day trusting in the provision of God for that day. So let's pray now and think about your schedule. Think about what lies ahead. And if you're listening to this at night, think about, okay, once I wake up in the morning, God, I pray. God, we pray for your provision all day long. God, we pray that you would physically provide for us. We know that we don't have food unless you provide it for us. So we pray for physical sustenance. We pray for spiritual sustenance. We pray that you would help us to grow in faith today. And we pray through everything on our calendar, every plan we have, every person we expect to interact with in our home, with our family, at work, with coworkers. in our neighborhood, in our community, in places where we'll go. God, we pray for every one of those interactions to be honoring to you, for provision of your grace, strength, wisdom. God, we pray that in all we do today, you would be glorified in a 1 Corinthians 10, 31 kind of way. We need you all day long, oh God. We need your provision every moment of this day. So help us, we pray. Lead us, we pray. Guide us, we pray. Give us our daily sustenance. Give us sustenance today, we pray. And in the middle of it, help us to trust you with tomorrow. Help us not to worry about the future. Help us to trust in you today and to live our lives every day this way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.